Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon, Trump administration announced new push to boost Wyoming coal. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon joined Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and top federal officials Monday to announce sweeping new policies aimed at revitalizing America's coal industry. At a news conference in Cheyenne, Gordon said the changes will lift federal restrictions, extend the life of coal-fired power plants, and give Wyoming producers a win-win-win for consumers, grid reliability, and coal communities. The move coincides with the Trump administration's $625 million national coal package, unveiled the same day. That plan includes funds to modernize aging plants, expand rural energy projects, and improve wastewater and efficiency systems. U.S. Energy Secretary Christopher Wright said the investments will make coal cleaner, more reliable, and critical to America's manufacturing and energy security, even fueling the nation's edge in artificial intelligence. Governor Gordon emphasized Wyoming's Powder River Basin miners are well positioned to benefit, especially with the recent California court decision clearing a potential path for coal exports to Asia. Gordon said today's policy launch, along with the recent favorable Oakland export terminal decision, gives more definition to the promise of exporting Wyoming coal to international markets. Wyoming lawmakers seek charges against Weston County clerk over subpoena violation, election errors. Wyoming lawmakers are moving to pursue criminal charges against Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock after she failed to appear Monday at a legislative hearing despite being subpoenaed to testify about her handling of the 2024 general election. According to Cowboy State Daily, Hadlock sent lawyers a letter she had a scheduling conflict where Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams of Cody confirmed her absence would be referred to authorities as a violation of subpoena law. The misdemeanor carries up to 6 months in jail and $100 fine. The controversy stems from last November's election when Hadlock's office used faulty ballots that caused voting machines to misread results. One tally suggested more than 1,200 voters skipped a race involving House Speaker Chip Nyman. Secretary of State Chuck Gray intervened, ordering a hand count, and later accused Hadlock of filing a false post-election audit that overlooked or ignored 21 ballot errors. Gray said the audit either was fraudulent or never conducted at all. According to Wildfile, though Governor Mark Gordon declined to seek Hadlock's removal, citing a lack of clear legal grounds, Gray pressed for stronger accountability. Voters also filed complaints alleging multiple election missteps, from improper ballot testing to miscounts. Hadlock's no-show in Casper after she received the subpoena September 23rd, which was signed by Management Audit Committee Chair Representative Chris Knapp of Gillette, sparked frustration among lawmakers and residents. One witness called it a red flag that the clerk might not be following state law. The legislative subcommittee now plans further hearings to examine potential gaps in Wyoming's election and accountability laws. Hadlock did not respond to requests for comment from Wildfile or Cowboy State Daily. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.